There is a Ravya that the Rosh quotes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Siman Yud, who brings the Yerushalmi, who says the bracha that we recite when it comes to shofar blowing is Asher Kiddush Adam Tzavitzvan and Lishmoa Bi Kol Shofar. Not Lishmoa Kol Shofar, but Lishmoa Bi Kol Shofar. And the Bahag apparently writes this as well. However, we don't pass like this. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei Sif Katan Dalet, he says, you should not say Bikol, Demash Malasos Ritzono. It implies that you're doing the will of Hashem. It's like Bikolo is you're listening to Bikol Shofar, you're listening to the voice of Hashem and blowing the Shofar. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, that if you did say Lishmo Bikol Shofar, you are Yotzi at the end of the day. Rav Soloveitchik explains, though, that Lishmo Bikol Shofar is a Chiyuv b'shofar in orak lishmo. It's not only to hear, but lahakshiv heitev, but to lishmo bikol shofar, to listen intently, kedei sheyeh la shomea hashpa min hakol shofar, to listen to the message of the shofar. And then the Rambam, of course, writes very famously in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Af pi shetkia shofar Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakasuv, even though shofar blowing Rosh Hashanah is a divine decree. There is a hint to it. Awaken, O sleepy ones, from your slumber. And he said, "V'chipsu b'masechem, search your ways, v'chizru b'tshuva, and do tshuva." Soloveitchik believes that this line of v'chizru b'tshuva is not merely words of Musar, but the mitzvah is a kiyum balev. There is a mitzvah that is fulfilled if you listen to the shofar. And leads to tshuva, so that's one of the goals here. In other words, there is a mitzvah, and when you listen to the shofar, that it should awaken your desire to do tshuva. Of course, the question could be asked, but wait a second. For tshuva, you don't need the four steps of recognition. Four steps of recognition of sin, regret. I'm sorry, right? To recognize the sin and to leave the sin, to regret having sinned, to accept upon ourselves not to sin again, right? Aziva sachet charata, and kabbalah asid, and finally vidu and confession. These four steps are not done presumably on Rosh Hashanah. We don't engage in vidur. We don't recite Hashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu during Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik is trying to understand the Rambam, when on the one hand, Rosh Hashanah does not involve any explicit vidur, but on the other hand, the Rambam says, V'chizru b'tshuva, that's the purpose of the shofar. So he says, that what's going on in Rosh Hashanah is not teshuva, not regular tshuva, but hirhura tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. Hatzad harishon shel tshuva hamaor es adam umekito lahaschil lashuv levasof lasos tshuva gemura. The first step of tshuva that awakens the person and to begin to repent and to eventually lead to a complete repentance. The goal of the shofar is to awaken a person to the beginning of the path of tshuva. Ritva says this explicitly as well in his comments in Masechet Shana Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The shmias shofar. The goal is, the ikar, the main thing is to return to do tshuva, and also to appease the midas adin on this day. Now, there's also this discussion of what the goal of shofar is reflected in a debate between the Ramban and the Baal HaMa'or. There are two Gemaras which seem to indicate different shofar blowings which would comprise the essence of the shofar blowing. We do 100 sounds nowadays, that's our practice. We do 30 before Shemoneh Esrei, and another 30 during Shemoneh Esrei, and then another 40. So some do 30 before Shemoneh Esrei, 30 during the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, then 30 during Chazaras Hashatz, and then 10 afterwards. Some do 30 before Shemoneh Esrei, 30 during Chazaras HaShatz, then 40 after Chazaras HaShatz. But the Gemara asks, why do we, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezai Ben Aleph says, Lama Tokim Marim Kshem Yoshvim, Vatulim Marim Kshem Om, then why do they blow shofar when they're sitting? It's called Tkios Demiyusha. The first Tkios were originally when people were sitting, when they weren't during Amida, not during Shmoneh Esrei, right? And now then they also blow when they're standing in order to confuse the Satan, or to silence Satan. But it seems with this Gemara, we start off with Tkios Demiyusha, the 30 shofar blowing before Shmoneh Esrei, and then the 30 during Shmoneh Esrei. It seems from this Gemara, the main shofar sounds are the first 30, and because that's you make, also you make a bracha, you make the bracha, and you do 30 shofar sounds. That's the main 30, and then they added another 30 to confuse Satan, whatever that means. Not for the purpose of our shir right now. But there's another Gemara in Tesai and Aleph which says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Imu lefanai Rosh Hashanah machios sichronos v'shofros. I want you to say before me on Rosh Hashanah machios sichronos v'shofros. Machios, say machios k'dei shetam lechuni aleichem. Say psukim of kingship, so you're going to coronate me. Zichronos, say psukim of zichronos. K'dei shiyala zichronim lefanai tova, so you'll be remembered favorably before me. Uvameh, with what? B'shofar, and also with the shofar. So it seems here, from here, that the ikar, the main aspect of shofar, is what? Is saying shofar, is blowing shofar in connection with reciting psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. When do we recite psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? In Shmoneh Esrei. So it seemed to indicate that the second Gemara, from the second Gemara, that the main shofar sounds are the 30 sounds that are blown during Shmoneh Esrei, and the ones that are blown beforehand were added later. Maybe. So in fact, this is the Machlokes, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor in Daf Yudam Beis, B'Daf Erif, he writes that the original 30 sounds were blown during the Shmoneh Esrei. Why did they add another 30 before Shmoneh Esrei? Because there were people, you know, nowadays some people come to shul late. There were people who came to shul early and they left early. And they left before Musaf, so they would miss the shofar sounds. So therefore, we blew shofar before Musaf for those people who would leave shul early. So the original shofar sounds were during the Amida, during the Shmoneh Esrei. But the next 30 sounds, the later 30 sounds were added before the Shmoneh Esrei, for the people who had to leave early, and they kept them. What does the line mean? Lama tokim marim k'shem yoshim, v'tokim marim k'shem omdim. So he has an interesting take on what this means. Blowing again when you're standing to confuse Satan, and actually, this refers to the additional tekios after Musaf. And he brings him the Gaonim who say, Achar Tfilas Musaf, Merian Trua Gedola, La Arviv Hasata. After Musaf, we blow the shofar, Trua Gedola, to confuse Satan. That's an interesting take on it. It doesn't seem to be pshat of that line. But be that as it may, and Rav Haigon also says this, but for the Baal HaMor, the Ikar shofar blowing is during the Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Ramban and the Milchamos, he says differently. He says that no, the first 30 were the 30 before Shmoneh Esrei. And then they added another 30, and the Tokim Rim Shehem Omdim, they added the other 30 to confuse the Satan. That was during the Shmoneh Esrei. And that was in connection with saying Psukim Amachios, Zichros, and Shofros. What emerges then, according to the Ramban, says Rav Soloveitchik, is that the main tekios are the miyushav, and we recite a brach on them, and that is the kiyum of the mitzvah of shofar. And so if you think about it, the tekios the miyushav, the 30 sounds that we blow before the Shmoneh Esrei, when we're listening to the shofar, it's the Shmoa Kol Shofar, the mitzvah, we're listening. So then, why are we listening? What the Rabbam says, the Tivishav Kavana on Hirhuri Tshuva. the first 30, not in the context of the Amidah, not in the context of the Shemona Esrei, that is for the purpose of listening and waking us up to do tshuva. However, says Rav Soloveitchik, ve'ilu besocha Shemona Esrei, but the 30 tekiyos that we recite in the context of Shemona Esrei, when we're saying the psukim of Malchus, Zichros, and Shofros, hakim hu kim shel tza'akul tefillah. There the kiyum is, that there the shofar is, we are crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cry out through Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, and we cry out through the shofar. In other words, according to the Ramban, the shofar does not demand that we complete tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. It has something more basic. Wake up, begin, let the sound penetrate your heart enough to take the first step. And that's why we have different tekiyos. The tekiyos to Miyushav are the shofar of teshuvah, the call, the sound that awakens the person. However, the tekiyos in the context of tefillah, that's the shofar of tefillah, when that awakened person now cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, therefore, does not ask us to have finished changing. It asks us to be willing to wake up and change.